God loves things by becoming them. I've been reading Richard Rohr's book, The Universal Christ, and this ongoing theme and this idea that God loves things by becoming them is a theme that Richard Rohr focuses on in his book. And it's beautiful, it really is. He talks about how Jesus Christ became the Christ through his actions, word, and deed, but how the concept of Christ predates Jesus to the very beginning of time itself. And I'm not going to use today to talk about religion or Catholicism, and Richard Rohr is he's a Franciscan monk of the Catholic faith. What I will talk about, though, is how this idea that God loves things by becoming them is such a grand and noble and humbling statement. And it reminds all of us how important we are, that at the end of the day, we are children of God. It's been a lesson, and it continues to be a lesson for me in my life around feelings of worthiness and feeling that I have a place in this life and on this planet at this particular point in time. I've spent the majority of my life feeling that this life has been all too hard, and I really shouldn't be here, that it was really a mistake that I am here in the first place. And yet some people would turn around and say, my life, and I was born, well, I won't go into that now, but the circumstances around my conception and my birth were not the typical, nuclear family, which is, in all honesty, not that uncommon. This is not the platform for me to go into it, but what I will say is that my birth, some would have said that my birth was a mistake, and some would have said that it was destiny, that my coming forth in this time and this place was meant to be. And I was thinking about this when I was sitting with my son, who is now 8 years old, and he was so unsettled tonight. And even though he's eight, he really needed me with him to go to sleep. And in all honesty, I needed to be there with him as well. We needed each other just as much, and he was clutching onto me, and he has been, as like we all have, but he's been talking about life and death and what that means. And these are big questions for an eight-year-old. He kept saying to me, I don't want you to leave me. I don't want you to leave me. I can't live without you. When I grow up, I'm going to create something that means that you will never die and you will never get older, which is a beautiful idea. But seeing his absolute need for me reminded me to just get out of my own way, that regardless of how uncomfortable I feel in my own existence, and it's not that I don't appreciate this life. I appreciate my life. I appreciate my body. I appreciate my work. I appreciate my family. I appreciate my home. I'm deeply, deeply appreciative. It's not that. It's that feeling of life is so much bigger than this. And this human existence and this human experience of paying bills and going to work and, you know, doing laundry and dealing with traffic and all that ho-hum stuff that makes life difficult. And I stand back and I laugh because as a species, we have just created this for ourselves. You know, in all honesty, it wasn't that long ago that we were, you know, living in trees and or in caves. And it wasn't that long ago that, you know, we were in bed when the sun went down. And it wasn't that long ago where the average life expectancy was 40, you know, that kind of thing. The crazy thing about this life in 2019, with all this technology that's supposed to make life easier, we've just made life more complicated. You know, we've created all this stuff. And excuse me, I'm going to sneeze. Bless me. We've created all this stuff for ourselves, and you know, we work longer hours, and it's harder now than ever for people to buy a home, and there's competition, and there's insecurity, and this political climate is appalling, and people are just so stressed and so worried. And I want to just step back and think, this is hilarious. We have created this for ourselves. You know, this drama, this ongoing drama of what it means to be human in this life, when we could have chosen to step outside of all of this. And, you know, yes, realistically, I could turn around and say, nope, it's all too hard. I'm going to, you know, live off the grid or whatever it is. But it's not about that at all. You know, I, like everybody else, I have bills to pay, and I've got to work, and I've got to look after my family and, you know, look after myself and my relationship. But sometimes, like all of us, sometimes I think, what is this? Why have we created this life for ourselves? It's so ridiculous. So if I step back and I remind myself that I am here for a reason, and that my children need me so much, and that I am here to do the absolute best by myself and by every person, especially my children, every person who comes into contact with me. If I can do the best I can in that moment, then it doesn't have to be perfect. And for someone who is a very type A personality, sometimes I forget that the best can sometimes be average, that if you can do the best you can in that moment, even if the best you can do is just stop yourself from saying something insulting and mean. You may be feeling it. You may be feeling lazy. You may be feeling mean. You may be feeling ugly. You may be feeling spiteful. But if all you do is sit there and hold your tongue when they're being rude, or get up off the couch when you don't feel like it because you've got to, you know, change a diaper or whatever the case is, you don't have to do it with this song in your heart. This is not a Disney movie. But there is a purpose to this. And if the purpose is that we came, all of us came forth for a reason, because God wanted us to be here, because we have a role to play. Because at the end of the day, we are here to help each other. We are here to help each other grow and to grow and to grow and to unlearn the lessons of the craziness that this human existence has created. You know, you grow and you buy into this insanity that life is about getting into a relationship and getting a job and getting your kids and getting your house and whatever, that's not it at all. That if all life is an expression of life experiencing itself to the best of its ability, then that is enough. And for somebody who struggles with the feeling of something as simple as we are here and we don't have anything else to prove, we are worthy by our mere presence, we are children of God. And that makes me humble. It also makes me a little bit scared, because sometimes I think, God, I could have done so much better. But no shame, no blame. You know, I have found that as I'm starting to approach 40, I am finding myself living with more fear and more regret than I have ever done in my life, because I feel so deeply responsible. I feel so, especially after having a second child, you know, I feel more responsible now than ever. And that's a good thing, but part of me is like, this is too much pressure, but I just need to breathe and understand that this wouldn't be happening in my life if I couldn't handle it, and that challenge and growth go hand in hand. There's this wonderful saying in yin yoga, and I've been doing yin yoga recently, and it is a beautiful practice. There's this wonderful saying that says, find that edge. So when you're on the yoga mat, you're in these postures that are actually relatively easy to do, but you find that edge where comfort becomes slightly uncomfortable. And you find that edge and you cross it into progress. And once you take that little step into discomfort, you make progress. So if God loves things by becoming them, we get to experience life getting bigger and bigger and bigger by finding that edge of comfort and just taking that step into discomfort, not because we're heading into disaster, because we're heading into trust. We have to trust that we are here for a reason. And we have to trust that we can handle everything that is given to us. And that takes a huge amount of letting go, a huge amount of surrender. It takes a huge amount of mental clarity to let go of all the rubbish that chitter chatter that says, oh, I've got to do this, and this is going to happen, and no. Breathe in, breathe out, breathe in trust, and breathe out surrender. And that is a practice, like anything in life, like the yin yoga mat, that is practice. So I hope that we can all find that edge and be brave enough to step over it. And I hope that we all remember that our presence is here for a reason, and we are here because we have chosen to be here, and because God has chosen for us to be here, because we provide value. And our gifts are unique to us, and without us, the world would be missing something so crucial. So I hope you all have a good night. My name is Izara. Thank you for listening.